There's a halacha that appears in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Pei Sif Hey, right? To Noagin Lachasos Hasakin Vishas Birkas Hamazon, that there's a practice to cover up the knife while reciting benching. Beis Yosef brings two different reasons. One, to the name of the Shibolei Leket, one of the Talmidim, the Shum Sadeshin. He says that there was once a Maisa where an individual was so upset when he said, Bonei Yushalayim, that the Yushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash, has not yet been rebuilt. He had stabbed himself. And because it was dangerous, he said, to cover the knife during benching so a person doesn't do such a thing again. The Rokeach says differently, that because the Gemara in Chagiga tells us that the Shulchan Shel Adam Mechaper Kimizbeach, one's table is like the Mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash, and just as the Mizbeach was Mechaper, so to one's own Shulchan, one's table, is Mechaper. So we say in the Pasuk in the Parsha, it says at the end of Parshas Yisro, that a person shouldn't build a Mizbeach out of cut rocks. The Lashon is v'mizbach avanim tas alilo sivnas and gazis. Don't use cut up rocks. Ki charbecha heinaftalev atechalev, because you had a sword, a knife over it. In the Lashon of the Pasuk elsewhere, it says lo sanif alem barzel, because don't let a barzel, some knife, some metal, cut the rock. So since the shulchan is like a mizbech, and you can't use a knife in the mizbech, so you shouldn't leave a knife on the table when reciting benjim. So there's some nafkah minas, the Magen Avraham says that if you're based on the pasuk of lo sanif alem barzel, so then the institution, the gzera, only applies to that of a barzel type of knife. But other materials, such as plastic, such as gold, silver, sterling silver, all that would not be included in the gzera. But if you assume it's anything that's dangerous, a person might end up stabbing himself because he's grieving over the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so then it would apply to any knife, or for that matter, anything that's dangerous that he could potentially stab himself. The Shulchan Aruch then writes that it's Nagu Shelo Lechasos B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov. The practice is not to cover it on Shabbos and Yom Tov, to leave it open, to leave it exposed. What's the explanation? So Taz says, according to the reason of the Ma'is Shehayu, that the person stabbed himself, so he suggests, well, maybe on Shabbos a person doesn't grieve that much over the Churban Beis HaMikdash because it's a day of Simcha, so it won't lead to that stabbing. Or perhaps he says, based on other Gemaras, that when a Gzeira was instituted based on a particular Ma'isa, so then only the details of the Ma'isa were Aser. So since the Ma'isa Shehayu happened during the weekday, so only during the weekday was there such a Gzeira to cover the knife. But on Shabbos, the Ma'isa Shehayu wasn't on Shabbos, so it wasn't Bechlal the Gzeira. So that all makes sense why Shabbos isn't part of the Gzeira if you learn from that particular Ma'isa. But he says, if you learn from the other reason of Lo Sanif Aleim Barzel, so then why doesn't it apply on Shabbos? You should have to cover it on Shabbos as well. So the Magen Avraham says, no, because we know that you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. So the relevance of a knife and sword is only on the weekday when you could potentially build a Mizbeach. You could build a Beis HaMikdash on a weekday. But Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Gemara says you can build on Shabbos. There's no chashash of trying to potentially build a Mizbeach. So therefore you can leave the knives exposed on Shabbos, says the Magen Avraham. Meshech Chachma says, if it's really true based on the Magen Avraham, that the whole concern is because of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and you don't build on Shabbos, so too, you don't build Belaila either. You don't build the Beis HaMikdash at nighttime. So if you don't build at nighttime, the halacha should be, you don't have to cover the knives Belaila. If you're benching at nighttime, you shouldn't have to cover it. But we don't find that anywhere. So Meshech Chachma says that when the Gemara tells us that Shulchan Shel Adam is kimizbeach, what type of mizbeach was it referring to? It was referring to a bama katana. A bama katana is something that a person can build at nighttime. The bama katana was never in the Beis HaMikdash. It was outside in a person's backyard. We don't have bamas anymore. You're not allowed to build bamas anymore. But when they were permitted, it was a bama katana can be built Balayla. So since the Shulchan Shel Adam is like a bama katana, which can be built at nighttime, so therefore even Balayla, you would have to cover up the knives. And the Chavetz Chaim Sofer makes his own suggestion. Makes a suggestion that maybe the Shulchan Shel Adam is not compared to a bama katana. Maybe it's compared to the real Mizbeach and the Mishkan. But there is a machlokas whether or not you're allowed to build the Kalim Balayla. Everyone agrees the Beis HaMikdash cannot be built at nighttime. But there's a machlokas whether the Kalim are allowed to be built at nighttime. The Panim Yafos assumes that you are not allowed to build the Kalim. You cannot build the Mizbeach Balayla, so then this explanation won't work. But according to the Aruch Lener and the Masechah Sukkah, Daf Mem Aleph, he says, even though you can't build the base of Migdash at nighttime, you are allowed to build the Kalim Belila. So according to this, so now we understand why you should cover the knives even Belila, because since the Shulchan's like a Mizbeach and one of the Kalim, and you can't build the, rather you can build the Kalim at nighttime, that's why you still have to cover it Belila. There's a third opinion as to what can be built. Some say that you could build the Kalim Balila, but you can't build the Mizbeach Balila. The Mizbeach was actually the Ritzpah. It was part of the ground. It was part of the Mishkan, part of the Beis HaMikdash. So other Kalim you're allowed to, but Mizbeach you're not allowed to. So then how do you answer the question, if the Shulchan Shel Adam is really Kimizbeach, and Mizbeach is like the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, and you can't build Balila, so how are you allowed to, you should have to cover, rather, you shouldn't have to cover the knives, Belila. So the Gra ends up saying that no, this Mizbeach, it's not referring to Bama Katana, it's not referring to the Mizbeach HaChiton, rather it's referring to the Mizbeach HaPenimi. There are two Mizbeachos. There's one Mizbeach HaChiton, which is made of the Adama, which is on the outside. That's part of the fabric of the Beis HaMikdash, has all the same halachas, and that in a Hanami you can build Belila, just like you can't build the Beis HaMikdash. But our Shulchan says the girl is referring to the Mizbeach HaPenimi. The Mizbeach HaPenimi was considered one of the Kalim. So Kalim, according to Aruch HaNer, you are allowed to build a Belila. Since you are allowed to build a Belila, you would have to cover the knives at nighttime as well when benching. Have a wonderful Shabbos.